Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning's topic I'd like to share with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for our mutual encouragement is the earthly tent and the city above. Let's turn to our scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 2. Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart. Now the Bible says that it is better for us to go to the house of mourning rather than the house of feasting. You know, we often push away thoughts such as death. We often say that it is too depressing, too morbid to think of such type of thoughts. But honestly, that doesn't mean that death will not strike. Because death comes to everyone, whether you are old, or you are young, or you are in between. And as Christians, we know that we will go to heaven because the Bible says that we will. But still, deep down inside, we are afraid. We are afraid to leave this familiar world. We are afraid to be cut off from our loved ones. We have this fear of entering into an unknown world. After all, we are still human. And no matter how much faith that we claim to possess, deep down inside, we all hope to live in this world as long as possible. And it makes me wonder sometimes, when will it be my turn? When will my soul be required of me? When will my body be made to lie in a box and buried deep into the ground? You know, oftentimes in life we find that we are just merely travelers in this world. We are constantly wandering in search of, but never finding, the true meaning of life. We find ourselves caught up in this mundane routine of life, living day after day after day in a very monotonous existence. It is an existence that is so predictable, maybe even boring. We seek after permanence in our friendships. We hope to secure a permanent job. We wish to live happily ever after with our spouse. We work hard to pay the mortgage on our house so that we can provide a home for our children. We have an endless list of wants and wishes and desires. And it seems that security in life is measured by all of these material things. And that our anxiety will be replaced by happiness once we become successful. But yet in this grand scheme of things, we know that nothing is permanent in this world. For there are many factors in life that are way beyond our control. We become frustrated because we are held captive by this curse of mortality. Even though we seem to possess freedom, we have liberty, but yet in fact we are all wrapped up in this all these worldly obligations and all of these false hopes. So what then is the true hope of our life? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1 through 5. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. Verse 3. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 4. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Verse 5. Now he who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. You see, our true home is not this earthly tent that we now dwell in, but rather it is the eternal mansion above. That is where our souls yearn to dwell forever. But for us today, how can we see this invisible city? The city whose builder and maker is God. The writer of Hebrews says that it is by faith in God that we can see. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. If God did not mercifully raise us to a new life through faith in Jesus Christ, we would have nothing to look forward to but death. As we pass through life, our outer person may be aging every day. And trust me, I can tell you this for a fact. Every time I get up from a chair, every time I get out of the car, my body tells me that it is aging every day. You see, but as Christians, we have an assurance because we know whom we believe. Our hope is in the living God, Jesus Christ, the Lord of our resurrection, the Savior of all mankind. Because only in Jesus is the way to the heavenly kingdom. For He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. God has given us this precious Holy Spirit, His Spirit, so that we know for sure that heaven exists in reality. The Holy Spirit is our pledge, our guarantee for entering the heavenly city. Therefore, we should have full confidence of our heavenly inheritance. Today, the Lord Jesus makes His home among us by His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that He had promised to give us. And the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Himself. Let's turn to Psalm, the scroll of Psalms, verse chapter 46. Psalm 46, verse 4. Psalm 46, verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. The Holy Spirit is mercifully showered upon the true Jesus Church, the city of God in this world. Individually speaking, the Holy Spirit can dwell within each member. He is our counselor. He is our helper as we journey through this life. But do we, the members of this church, realize that the Holy Spirit is our utmost treasure in life? You know, if we learn from the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of them were wise. Not only did they take the flask of oil with them, but they continued to trim their lamps as they awaited the bridegroom. They were ready. Their lamps were found shining when the bridegroom came. Thus, they were able to make it to the wedding banquet. Today, are we like these 5 virgins who constantly watch over the level of oil within ourselves? If we have not yet received the Holy Spirit, do we feel the urgency of fasting and praying for it? Are we convinced that we can no longer live another day without the Holy Spirit? And we'll not stop pleading to God until He fills us. Last night in our Bible study, we came to read a very important verse. Let's turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Verse 32. And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Many times people pray for years, trying to receive the Holy Spirit and cannot understand why they do not receive the Holy Spirit. They believe in God. They love God. But the key here is those who obey Him. Are we in obedience to Him? If so, incomplete obedience. But if so, then pray with urgency that God will bestow His Holy Spirit upon you. For those of us who have already been anointed with the Holy Spirit, what is the level of the oil within us? Is it boiling hot? Is it at room temperature? Or is it freezing cold? Are we truly praying for the Holy Spirit to fill us completely? Or have our prayers become mechanical, robotic, devoid of feeling? Just another of one of those daily routines? Or can we feel the vibrancy of God's presence at work in us, with us, and through us? So let us not be like those five foolish maidens. God cannot be mocked. He knows. He knows those who are true to Him. He knows those who are faithful. He knows those who are anxiously awaiting for the bridegroom. However, salvation is not just about working on ourselves. It also entails working for the salvation of those around us. See, God wants us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. This is the reason why He preserves our lives today. Do you realize that? God desires that we deny ourselves so that as to spread the life-saving gospel to the world. We are alive today because God wants us to work for Him. We are not here just for pleasure. We are here to serve a purpose for God. And that is to preach His gospel. We have a lot of work to do. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So let us not waste our lives. You know, our dollars will not buy us a mansion in that beautiful city above. A Lexus will not drive us to the heavenly gate. Our PhD degree cannot even be a piece of scrap paper on the heaven's spotless streets of gold. If you truly think about it, all these material pursuits that we strive for day after day is only good for this worldly life. It is okay to have them, but let us not be too attached to them. So we need to be wise. Because when death knocks on our door, we have to put down everything. At that moment, at that very moment, only one question remains. Am I saved? Am I ready to face my Lord Jesus, the Lord of judgment? Let's turn to Romans chapter 14. Romans 14, verse 8. Romans 14, verse 8. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Death doesn't come easily to Christians. You know, we do not deserve to receive eternal rest in heaven unless we have toiled hard enough for our Lord in this world today. How can we, with a good conscience, do nothing and expect the Lord to say, "Welcome, come into heaven with me"? How can we face our Lord if we have not led any souls to His kingdom? Really, how can we deserve to die and be with God unless we have lived for Christ? The city above is holy because God is holy. And in order to be a citizen of this holy city, we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So with this mindset, we ought to realize the true meaning of our existence and life, which is to sow the seed of the gospel of salvation, to help lead the many lost souls out there to Christ. We have no excuses, because God has equipped us with all of the necessary tools. He has equipped us with His Word, His blood, and the power of His Spirit. So let us help one another as we climb this stairway to heaven together, because we have a glorious city above that is awaiting our entry. The city above is the temple of the Holy Spirit, a spiritual city that exists beyond this three-dimensional world that we live in. It is the city of eternal Sabbath, eternal rest, the home of supreme peace and serenity and tranquility, the city that embodies the peace that is attainable when we completely submit to God. It is a haven for those who have overcome the storms and the struggles of this earthly journey. Turn to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 4. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Every weakness that entangles and burdens this frail body of ours is discarded, and every wound of the soul is healed. Evil is no longer in control. All the wretchedness of the soul, all the sinfulness of the soul is gone. The Lord Jesus is the crown of our life. Our endless love, our tireless adoration. He is the consummation of all the joy and object of our praise. Jesus and Jesus alone is the sole love of our life and the strength of our days. As Christians, we should live for Christ and die for His kingdom. You know, we are not traveling pilgrims. Wandering pilgrims, wandering travelers who do not know where to go. And we truly should not live a boring existence in this world, because God has called us His chosen people so that we can declare His wonderful deeds. Matthew 25, verse 21. Matthew 25, verse 21. Matthew 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." The greatest reward we can ever receive in life is when Jesus says to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Master." This is the everlasting joy that is awaiting us in the city above, where we shall live for eternity. Our reward is to behold the beauty of the Lord all the days of our eternal life. While we are still in this world, let us toil, let us work for the Lord with endurance. And as we travel in this difficult world, carrying with us our earthly tents, let our eyes be focused on our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the glorious mansion that He is preparing for us in the city above. You know, faith never knows where it will be led, but faith will love and believe in the one who is leading, It is a life of faith in God that makes us go. Not our intellect, not our reason, not our wealth, not our status. But keeping a vision that is focused on Jesus alone. And it is this faith that will ultimately lead us to our true home, a glorious mansion in the city above that Jesus Christ is preparing for us.